And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Welcome to the NBA Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
I like that idea.
Coming to the end of the third quarter, LeBron James, a shot at history.
Fuck, man. Thank you, guys.
Good morning and welcome to the specialist ever episode of the Daily Ding. I'm Jared Weiss. I'm joined by Mo Dekeel as always. We have Daniel Lehman producing the show. And we're here to talk about the all-time scoring champ, the greatest scorer in NBA history, LeBron James. He passes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He is now the all-time scoring leader, Mo.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable accomplishment, man. I think, like, this is one of those things. It was, I don't know, I woke up in the morning and was like, yeah, he's breaking the record today. This isn't going to make it to the game against the Bucks in a few days. I was, felt like, okay, this is really going to happen. And, you know, to LeBron's credit, he did it in three quarters, Jared.
I mean, he did not have anything left for that fourth quarter, so he had to get it done.
We'll get to that fourth quarter in a minute. Let's enjoy the good stuff right now.
I mean, everybody was there. They were showing Kareem over and over again throughout the night. Hove was there. Bad Bunny was there wearing the same hat from the Grammys. I assume he hasn't been home since the Grammys happened. I mean, everyone that could potentially be there was there to witness greatness. He had to deliver, and he delivered. He was going for it.
And you know, at the half, only needed 16 points. Got 16 points in the third quarter. It was pretty impressive, you know, with everything he did. And then, you know, he came through with a fadeaway at the elbow to knock it down. And you know, 10 seconds left in the quarter, they stopped the game and everybody, you know, was celebrating. And they had a little mini speech there. He got away with a lovely curse on TNT, which was pretty funny at the very end. But like, hey, you know, it's a cool moment. And for all the people who were like, I can't believe they stopped the game and all of this, shut up. It's a big moment. We're never going to see this record broken. You know, who's even going to come close in our lifetime? Like, I don't think it's even anywhere near feasible to think that this is going to happen. So I think this is just enjoy the moment. I think it was an unbelievable thing. And just don't take this for granted. Like, LeBron's a hell of a basketball player. Shocking.
I mean, well, first off, I was one of the people that tweeted that it was hilarious. I was like, I can't believe they're stopping the game just because there was 10 seconds left in the quarter. And I just thought it was hilarious that they just stopped it. They didn't just run out the clock at that point. But like, you had to. It's no one cared. Nobody cared. Even Adam Silver's like, just get me out of the court. Who cares about this game right now?
It's not even that. We stopped the game when Steph Curry broke the 3-point record. I mean, you know, Ricky Henderson stole the second base when he stole the base for the all-time base stealing record. We enjoy these accomplishments. Let's celebrate them and have fun with that in the moment. It's worth doing it because they're so rare. And I think that's just one of those things with that. But more importantly, man, like, let's just celebrate LeBron for a minute. And I know it's silly to say because I also know he's polarizing for a lot of people. This is a dude that's going to go down as the all-time scoring leader and finish in the top five as the all-time assist leader. That's incredible, Jared. There's not a lot of crossover in the top 10 of that list.
I mean, a lot of people think he's the best passer ever, the best point guard ever, even though he never really technically played point guard. I mean, he's part of what makes him GOAT or GOAT-ish, wherever you want to stand between him and MJ. Obviously, they're on their own islands. This was another reminder of that. I feel like people will get caught up in the whole GOAT debate and you just forget that feeling that you have when you see LeBron have these incredible moments. Like, it's sorry, this is unfair to a lot of people listening, but like you and I, we're around basketball a lot to the point that a lot of these big moments feel a little bit, you're used to it. It doesn't grab you in the same way. And tonight I was sitting on my couch watching this game, feeling like I was in high school all over again. Like I was a fan all over again. It was just so exciting seeing LeBron come full circle. I was 13 when LeBron James got drafted. Like my entire life has been watching his career. My entire fandom of basketball has pretty much been watching his career. And it felt like a full circle moment for me too, because it's been my entire basketball journey to watch him go from zero to 38, 890. Okay, that's enough mushiness about LeBron. I'm sure he'll be doing more. Also, by the way, it felt like this entire season was just building up to this moment. And it was also just cool to see that, like, the whole point of the 22-23 season was to get to here.
Yeah, I mean, that's all the Lakers had to be excited for.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And also, go to The Athletic. Lots of amazing LeBron coverage throughout the entire year, but especially right now. But yeah, the Lakers didn't have a win to look forward to. This was actually an important game for the standings because these two teams are both chasing that 10 seed for the last spot in the play-in. And the Thunder destroyed that fourth quarter up until they almost blew it at the very end because they couldn't execute offensively. But Shea, Josh Giddey, Jalen Williams, I'm not even sure which one, all had really good games.
No, I mean, the Thunder, more importantly, were not shaken by this moment. And I think it's really interesting in the fact that, you know, after the pause before the third quarter actually ended to do the celebration for LeBron, then the quarter ends, and then it's another break. And then you're going right back into this the fourth quarter, early in the fourth quarter, challenging a play to and they get a call reversed to go their way and everything like that. That's a lot of stop and go for this team. And for a young team, they really showed a lot of mettle with that. And I think that's a very interesting level of toughness with that is probably the word I was looking for. I mean, to the point that, hey, the Lakers tied it up, and then just from the right after they tied it, 106-106, the Thunder went on a massive run and put this game away. And even that little fake comeback that the Lakers had at the end, I didn't find all that interesting. And I mean, Jared, man, did anybody see Anthony Davis tonight?
Who?
Yeah.
I don't remember this guy. It's funny. He went 6-for-9 from the field, like percentage wise, fine, but he did not put his stamp on the game whatsoever. We kept waiting for him to just be a part of the offensive creation. The only offensive creation he did the whole night was he had the ball in the corner and was able to draw a little bit of a double so he could kick it to Dennis Schroeder, who was able to attack and hit a big bucket, but he was a ghost.
Yeah, I mean, he really did not play the type of game we're used to in this. And that's going to be important for the Lakers going forward to try to get the most out of him in that department. And one other thing I think before we go that we got a note that was pretty interesting. LeBron didn't actually finish the game. He asked to be checked out towards the end of the game with his foot, you know, being really sore. It won't surprise me if he ends up missing a game or two now that the record's broken and try to rest his foot.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
All right, let's head out to Brooklyn where the Suns beat the Nets 116-112. But we're not going to talk about the Suns yet. We got to talk about maybe the next scoring record holder down the line, Camp Thomas. Now, ever since Kyrie Irving asked out of Brooklyn and got his wish, because clearly he was intimidated by Cam Thomas's scoring ability, Camp Thomas has had three straight 40-point games, the youngest player to ever do it.
It's amazing. It's amazing. He's just putting up all these shots. Some of these shots that he's making, I'm just laughing at because I'm like, wow, no way this is going in. And then I'm like, oh, wow, this is going in. It's very impressive. Listen, we talk about all the time, like, oh, this guy's a bucket. This guy's a bucket. Yo, This guy's really a bucket. this is not Stockton.
Walking bucket. He went 18 for 20 for the line. He's a guard.
It's amazing.
It's crazy.
It's amazing. Like the way he's going. It's pretty impressive. It's fun to watch. Unfortunately for the Nets, it didn't get them a win this time around. They're 1-2 when he goes for 40 now, I guess is the way to say it. But, you know, one thing about this Nets team is they show a lot of fight. They play incredibly hard. And I think that's in a testament to Jacques Vaughn with everything and all the circus going on around them. You know, he's got them going extremely hard.
Well, I mean, they did not have KD or Spencer Dinwiddie or DFS out there. Still put up a good performance against Devin Booker. He's back for Phoenix. Looked all right, but DeAndre Ayton really killed it in this game, going 14 for 18 from the field.
Yeah, this is the type of game you actually would want Ayton to really kind of step up. Not a lot of size for the Nets. I think this is one of those opportunities where he can really take advantage of it. And it's not just the 35 points, the 15 rebounds. Like, he was dominant on the glass, 6 offensive. Just that's the kind of stuff you want to see from Ayton. If you're a Suns fan, like, that's the dominance you need from him. That's the dominance. It's great to see Booker out there, and it's going to take him a minute, I think, to find his swing again and his rhythm and get into flow. CP looked pretty good, you know, finishing with 12 assists, just, you know, doing what he does, dropping dimes for everybody. I thought for the Suns, this was a nice win for the Suns. Granted, it was closer than you would hope, but this is a team that needs to start putting up wins together and start climbing up the standings back to where they're at, because I think they're better than their record currently shows.
Speaking of teams better than their record currently shows, the New Orleans Pelicans, they have a winning record now. They won 116 to 107 over Atlanta. Brandon Ingram had 30 points. CJ McCollum took a lot of shots and missed them. But Jonas Valanciunas was the one that really impressed me in this game, as they made that run late in the third to kind of open this one up.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's just kind of getting solid play. This is a team with the Pelicans that just have injuries have ravaged them for so long and finally kind of get in the flow. You were impressed with Valanciunas. I was impressed with Ingram. I felt was very efficient. Solid game across the board. Also, the 8 assists were really big. The one concern, of course, and it's like blowing up the stat sheet for me, is the 5 turnovers, right? You want to hope he can kind of come down on that. But it's just good for this team to kind of get back in the winning column. 3-game win streak after that massive losing streak. It's really important for them to kind of start to find their swing again.
All right. Well, we will see you next time on The Ding. I got to go find my swing. He's Mo DeKeel. Daniel Lehman's our producer. I'm Jared Weiss. We'll see you next time on The Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show.
Ding, ding.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.